somebody else, we go to the somebody else department to discover that what European governments lack the will to do, one American millionaire with a boat is trying to do single-handedly. Christopher Catrambone from Lake Charles, Louisiana, has set up the Migrant Offshore Aid Station, or MOAS for short. His boat, the Phoenix, has been rescuing hundreds, if not thousands, crossing the Mediterranean at a personal cost of $8 million. While spouses have been known to be skeptical of their partner's boat schemes, Christopher's wife, Regina, is on board for this humanitarian effort.
It's not a crazy investment. If you think that you save all these people, all this life, is not a crazy investment. We did what we could do with our resources.
Christopher and Regina and their mission in the Mediterranean are the subjects of a new Vice News special on the migrant crisis in the Mediterranean called The Smartest Man in the Sea. Simon Ostrowski is a Vice News correspondent. Welcome, Simon.
Hi there.
What's your role in this documentary?
Well, I was the reporter. It was produced by Claire Ward, and MOAS invited us to have a look at their operation before they headed out on their first mission earlier this summer. And I think it's quite unique because what it is an organization created by private individuals doing the work that you would expect a government or a nation state to be doing, you know, coast guards, navies, but definitely not a guy from Louisiana who bought a boat in Virginia, outfitted it, took it across the Atlantic, put a team together, and now literally cruises the Mediterranean looking for boats to rescue.
What's he say is his motivation here?
Well, you know, their slogan is no one should die at sea. And that's basically what they say their motivation is. And that's what they're doing, is picking people up out of the sea. And I can't say that they're the only people doing it.
Right.
But they played, I think, a pretty important role earlier this summer in getting the European Union to get its act together by drawing a lot of attention to the migrant crisis, because European leaders are stuck between two very difficult decisions. They have to either make their constituencies displeased that they're helping bring more illegal migration into Europe, or they have to be blamed for the deaths at sea. And now we've had over 2,000 of them this year alone. And I think they've decided that the second is worse than the first. And so they've committed quite a few resources now to patrolling the Mediterranean, and not just the Mediterranean, but in the places you need to patrol to be able to rescue these boats, because they basically run out of fuel or go adrift pretty close to the Libyan coast. And border protection only skirts the European coast. And so when they were doing that, a lot of people were going under.
Why do you call Christopher Catrambone the smartest man in the sea when he seems a little bit like a Don Quixote character as well?
Well, you know, in one of the interviews we were doing with him, he was referring to himself as the smartest man in the room because he's quite a successful insurance provider. In fact, he made his money servicing insurance providers during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to companies that contracted to the United States government. I think the whole arc, his, you know, narrative arc is pretty interesting, because if you think about it, you know, the instability that caused this migrant crisis leads all the way back to the American invasion of Iraq. This is a person who essentially made his name during, I'm not, you know, blaming him for the Iraq war, obviously, but he's a person who made his career and his name during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Now
as an insurance provider,
as well as a service provider to insurance mm-hmm. companies. So insurance companies would go around hiring local people, which American insurance companies didn't want to provide insurance to. And he
so this
stepped
is a
in.
Give back. This is a give back in a sense.
Well, he didn't like that parallel when I made it
really,
in one
really,
of
really.
His interviews. And he was very adamant about saying, I'm not a contractor. You know, but he is a person who did business with contractors in Iraq, and that's true. And so now, you know, 10, how many years are we down the line? 12 years down mm-hmm. the line, 14. He's picking up, you know, sort of the consequences of that in the middle of the Mediterranean.
And, you know, the whole role of the NGOs and these kinds of individuals, he's working with Doctors Without Borders, has really, you know, as you say, signaled European governments to look at this differently. Here's Joseph Muscat, who's Prime Minister of Malta.
Look, I think that what private individuals do in order to give a signal is very important. But I, for one, think that states should not abdicate their responsibilities on this issue, definitely.
Can he and others move Europe to make a more coordinated effort here? What did you think?
Well, listen, when we did that interview that we just heard a clip from, that was a year after the Prime Minister of Malta made a complete about-face, because he came to power originally promising to stop immigration. The Maltese were very unhappy with the number of migrants that have been coming in for years now. I think now he's warmed up to MOAS and to the idea that people need to be rescued at sea. And he's making these, you know, very nice sound bites to us and to others about, you know, the humanitarian crisis that is at foot. So if he could make that change, then I think other European Union leaders can make that change too and need to make that change. And I think what we need, at least what the aid workers are urging the Europeans to do at this point, is to keep up what they're doing and not let up the pressure on making sure there are boats out there.
Fascinating look at the migrant crisis in the Mediterranean. Simon Ostrovsky is a Vice News correspondent. His documentary special on the crisis is called The Smartest Man in the Sea. Thanks so much, Simon.
Thank you.
Europe having trouble sorting out responsibility for the displaced people from the Middle East. One man from Louisiana can't solve the whole problem on his own. What do you think? Michelangelo wrote this on our site. I don't like it when the media creates this image that the industrialized nations are solely obligated to absorb the waves of refugees, especially when a lot of these European countries are already strained economically. Keep the conversation going. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or comment at thetakeaway.org or at facebook.com/thetakeaway.